Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on the Amen Science Raga cut slice system for timeless roller momentum. Today we're taking one classic breakbeat, the Amen break, and turning it into a rolling drum foundation that feels alive, musical, and full of movement. This is one of those drum and bass skills that can completely change how your tracks feel, because we're not just looping a break, we're shaping energy, swing, and forward motion. If you've ever heard a jungle or DNB groove that seems to keep pushing without sounding too busy, that's the kind of feel we're going for. Think strong snare anchors, chopped up little ghost notes, tiny hat fragments, and enough space for the bass line to breathe. That combination is the heartbeat of a good roller. So let's get into it. First, set your project tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. For this lesson, 172 BPM is a great sweet spot. It keeps the energy up, but it still leaves room for the break to breathe and bounce naturally. Now drag in a clean Amen break sample. You only need one good source for this whole exercise. If it's a little gritty, that's totally fine. In fact, a bit of character can help, but try not to start with something that's already heavily stretched or destroyed, because we want control over the chop system. Create a MIDI track and load the Amen into Simpler. This is the key move. We're going to switch Simpler into slice mode, so the break becomes playable like a drum instrument instead of just a single loop. For slicing, choose Transient if the sample is reasonably clean. That's usually the best beginner option, because Ableton will detect the actual drum hits for you. If the break is messy or hard to read, you can use 1/16 slicing instead for more grid-based control. Now audition the slices. Play through them and listen carefully. You're looking for the important pieces, the main snare, any kick fragments, little ghost notes, and short hat-like bits that give the break its shuffle. Don't worry about using every slice. In fact, one of the biggest beginner mistakes is trying to use too many of them. Start small. Here's the idea behind the raga cut style. Instead of making a straight loop that repeats exactly, we're creating a chopped, call and response feel. The break should sound like it's talking to itself. Start your MIDI pattern with the strongest anchors. Put a kick slice on beat 1. Then make sure your main snare lands clearly on beats 2 and 4, or at least reinforce those backbeat moments. Then add just a couple of ghost notes around the snare, and maybe one short connecting slice to keep the groove flowing. A simple beginner pattern might go like this. Kick on beat 1, a ghost note just before 2, main snare on 2, a short hat or break fragment between 2 and 3, another kick or low break hit on 3, another ghost note just before 4, and the main snare again on 4. Notice what we're not doing. We're not cramming the whole bar full of slices. We're letting the groove breathe. In drum and bass, especially rollers, momentum comes from smart placement, not just density. A few well-chosen chops can sound much better than a crowded mess. Now let's talk feel. If the break feels too robotic, try adding some swing from Ableton's groove pool. A little swing can make a huge difference. A good starting point is around 54-58% swing, with a small amount of timing variation. You can also manually nudge a few notes. Try this. Keep the main snare hits tight and solid, then move some ghost notes slightly late. That tiny delay gives the break a more human, dragging forward feeling. You can also push one or two kick fragments a little early if you want more urgency. This is one of those places where tiny changes matter a lot. In a roller, a note that lands just a hair late can create that hypnotic push-pull, but don't overdo it. Keep the strong anchors locked in, and let the smaller details carry the movement. Now let's tighten the sound inside Simpler. Shorten the slices if they're ringing too long. If a slice has a bit too much pre-hit noise, move the start point slightly or add a tiny fade. If the break is too bright, roll off some top end with a filter. The goal is to make the chops punchy and controlled, but still alive. If you want a bit more grit and density, add saturator after Simpler. A small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, can make the Amen feel thicker and more finished. If needed, use soft clip and keep an eye on the output so you don't crush the dynamics. Now let's build a variation. A timeless DNB loop almost never repeats the exact same thing forever. Even a small change can keep it moving. So duplicate your pattern into a second bar, then make one or two edits. Maybe swap a ghost note for a different slice. Maybe leave a tiny gap before the bar resets, or maybe add a quick three-hit fill at the end. A really practical approach is to think in phrases. Bar 1 is your main groove. Bar 2 is the same groove with a small twist. Bar 3 can come back to the main pattern, and bar 4 can strip down or add a short fill. That kind of subtle variation keeps the listener engaged without turning the drums into a solo. Now let's glue the whole thing together. Route your sliced Amen track into a drum group, then add a simple processing chain. Start with AQA to clean up the low end. A gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz is a good move to remove unnecessary rumble. If the break gets harsh, especially around the upper mids, soften it a little around 4 to 8 kHz. After that, add drum boss for some weight and punch. Use it lightly. You want impact, not destruction. A little drive and transient shaping can help the chops hit harder and feel more cohesive. Then add a glue compressor or a regular compressor. Keep it subtle, maybe just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. The purpose here is to glue the slices together, not flatten all the movement out of them. And here is a big teacher tip. If the drums stop breathing, back off the compression. DNB drums need life. The groove has to move. Now let's bring in the bass mindset. Even though this lesson is about the break, the amen only really works when the bass line leaves its space. If your bass is heavy, keep the sub mono and let it duck a little under the main snare. That helps the drum pattern stay clear. If you want to sidechain the bass, use Ableton's compressor with the drum track or snare track as the sidechain source. Keep it controlled and musical. Fast attack, moderate release, and a ratio somewhere around 2 to 4 to 1 is usually enough for a beginner setup. The goal is for the bass and drums to talk to each other. The amen should create little pockets for the bass to answer back. That's what makes a roller feel alive instead of crowded. Now let's arrange it like a real track. Don't just leave it as a loop. Place your pattern into a simple intro, drop, and switch up structure. For the intro, you might start with a low-passed version of the break or just a few ghost slices. Then gradually bring in the full groove. When the drop hits, let the whole drum pattern and bass line come in together. Auto filter is really useful here. You can slowly open the filter over the intro to build tension. That creates a nice DJ-friendly transition and makes the drop feel earned. For example, you could begin with just fragments and ghost hits for 8 bars, bring in the main snare pattern around bar 5, and then let the full drop arrive at bar 9. That's a very classic way to build momentum in drum and bass. If you want even more control, resample the loop once it's feeling good. This is a great workflow move because it lets you see the waveform, trim things cleanly, and commit to the vibe. Once it's audio, you can also reverse a fill, add fades, or duplicate a strong phrase without rebuilding everything from scratch. And that leads to one of the best beginner rules in breakbeat programming. Iterate, don't restart. If something feels off, change one slice, one note, or one gap. Small edits add up fast. Before we wrap up, let's quickly cover the biggest mistakes to avoid. Don't use too many slices at once. Start with the important hits and build up from there. Don't make every bar identical. Even one tiny change every 2 or 4 bars keeps the groove alive. Don't overcompress the break. You want glue and punch, not a flat, lifeless loop. And don't ignore the bass space. The drum break is the engine, but the bass needs room to move around it. Here's a useful mental model to keep in mind. Anchor plus motion. The snare is your anchor. The kick is a strong support point. Everything else should feel like it's circling those anchors, not fighting them. A few final pro tips. Use velocity to create contrast, with ghost notes much quieter than your main hits. Keep the low end centered and mono. If you want more character, try a little saturation before compression. And if you're feeling adventurous, resample your best 2-bar phrase and chop it again. That second generation edit often sounds even more original and finished. So here's your challenge. Build a 1-bar amen slice pattern with a strong kick, a clear snare, 2 ghost notes, and 1 connecting slice. Then duplicate it into 2 bars and change just one thing in the second bar. Add EQ8 and drum boss. Resample it. Listen back and ask yourself, is the snare clear? Does the loop move forward? And is there enough room for a bass line? If you can make one amen loop feel alive, you're already learning one of the most important skills in drum and bass production. That's the Amen Science Raga Cut Slice System for timeless roller momentum in Ableton Live 12. Keep it tight, keep it musical, and let the break roll.